This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Talk Live, you can bring up anything you want here. All you got to do, dial toll-free to join us on the radio. Our number is 855-450-FREE like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. Joining you in the studio tonight, it's Ian.
That mad bastard nobody.
And Chris.
And, of course, you can bring up anything that you want. I wanted to actually continue a story that I brought up last night, I think it was. And so I'll recap this here since you guys weren't here. We always have new people tuning in. It's about this so-called Great Reset. Have you heard this terminology yet?
I've heard it bandied about. I've never heard it defined or used officially.
This is in relation to economics, right?
This is in relation to
what they're doing to us.
Yeah, the state of the world, the system, economics, etc. The World Economic Forum is the group that has put together this terminology of the Great Reset. Now, what is the World Economic Forum? Well, they met in early June, and they plan on meeting again in January. It is a group of business people, bigwigs, you know, government goons, and others, people like that, right? Like the Bilderberg types that are meeting to decide things where they say they have a unique window of opportunity to shape the recovery, that the so-called Great Reset will inform, quote, the future state of global relations, the direction of national economies, the priorities of societies, the nature of business models, and the management of the global commons. So these guys have big, big plans.
Sounds like a good place to go and cough if you do come down with COVID.
You know, it seems like they've already started this. I mean, with the reserve printing money, basically, and actually buying up stocks and all sorts of other things.
Mm-hmm.
It looked like
the Federal Reserve was exit scamming. Because that's basically what hyperinflation is. It's what happens when a central bank does an exit scam.
That's exactly what it looks like to me and apparently economics people as well. So,
Prince Charles said at the meeting, quote, "We have a golden opportunity to seize something good from this crisis. Its unprecedented shockwaves may well make people more receptive to big visions of change."
Is that the one as a child molester?
Probably. I have no idea. Aren't they all? So anyway, that just kind of gives you a taste of that's a recap of what we covered last night. You've got these bigwigs making these decisions. And the story where I'm getting this from is actually coming from Cointelegraph. And the question is, what role will cryptocurrency play in the so-called Great Reset? Because as they point out here, this Great Reset, and again, they're not going to roll out the details of this thing apparently until after they meet again in January. But again, they are working on it as we speak. They point out that the World Economic Forum is focused on centralization, which, of course, is contrary to what the point of cryptocurrency like Bitcoin was, which is supposed to decentralize the power of money into people's hands. So Bitcoin and crypto is going to be a contrary force working against this great centralization.
Yeah, my first thought when you said what's Bitcoin's or cryptocurrency's role going to be in this, I was thinking exit route, escape.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah.
Shelter.
Every country, this is a quote from the founder of the World Economic Forum, quote, "Every country, from the United States to China, must participate, and every industry, from oil and gas to tech, must be transformed."
Wow, that sounds awful fascist.
I mean, what does that even mean?
He further said, quote, "In short, we need a great reset of capitalism."
Oh, good God.
I mean, it sounds like a redistribution of some sort of redistribution of wealth scheme. Where
it sounds like a redistribution of freedom.
Yeah. I mean, they've already, and the crazy thing is, I don't know that they're actually talking about, like I suspect they're actually talking about wealthy people already becoming more wealthy effectively and not the other way around.
Their goal.
But it's interesting that, you know, the same, those, both camps, you know, both the people who are on the left and both of the, you know, these capitalist kind of types, you know, they both seem to want the same thing. They just want it for themselves.
Sure. More power, more money.
Yeah.
Schwab, the founder, also said that, quote, all aspects of our societies and economies, from education to social contracts and working conditions, must be revamped, he said.
Wow.
The cryptocurrency industry.
Yeah, those aren't the guys I'm going to trust to do that. I think I'll revamp my own stuff.
How do I opt out of this social contract thing that you're talking about?
I think you got to shoot them.
We've been trying to opt out for a long time of whatever the current one is, and they don't seem to care.
Hmm.
The cryptocurrency industry, as Cointelegraph points out, has been planning its own great reset, one based on decentralization. While global governments want to put the world on a distributed ledger in order to digitize finance so governments can have more control, there are very smart people on this planet who have their own plans. We in the crypto industry, for example, want to put everything on a blockchain. Instead of social credit systems and centralized fiat currencies, we want each individual to be in control of their own money, to be less dependent on banks, and to be in control of defining what money and real value is. And by the way, I want to give credit.
Can
to
I this. Have a hallelujah?
I know. I got to give credit to this author. His name is Raul Milhado. So kudos to him.
What's the source on this story?
Cointelegraph. He's a writer for Cointelegraph.
Yeah, good stuff.
So he goes on. He says, the Great Reset will be a revolutionary upheaval. It will create many hardships, but also opportunities for companies which recreate financial products in a decentralized fashion on blockchain and for individuals who no longer must rely on the traditional financial system. I mean, certainly, if we can come out of this crazy situation more financially independent, that will definitely be a positive.
Yeah.
But, of course, that has nothing to do with the Great Reset. It's just that this is the S-storm that is going on right now while cryptocurrency still is maturing. I mean, it's still just a brand new thing. It is barely basically, it's still just a child as far as the world of crypto or the world of currency is concerned. Think about how long gold and silver is money, you know.
And that might in and of itself be the reason that they're doing this now, because
To try to stuff it out,
and also to try to rob us all as much as they can while we're still using dollars.
Their money.
Because once we've escaped from their monetary system, they can't make us poor.
That's true.
What's the market for cryptos right now?
The market? You mean like the market cap?
Yeah.
Like the amount of total billions in market cap?
I don't think it's actually that particularly large.
No, it's not. I mean, it's like the size of a large
billion or something.
No, it's actually larger than that now. The total market cap, according to CoinMarketCap.com, is $360 billion.
Okay, so it's basically like two of the richest people in the world.
Yeah, that's something.
Yeah, so
or a really large company.
Yeah,
or two. Right, that's it. So let me continue.
Just to give you a comparison, the United States government spends something like $3 trillion. In an average year, although they kicked out
more.
An extra $3 trillion this year.
Mm-hmm. The Great Reset, he says, as we find ourselves in a digital and technological revolution hastened by the Great Lockdown, we as an industry, and that's another term that the World Economic Forum apparently was using, they're calling this the Great Lockdown.
They're having a great one. I'm not enjoying mine at all.
No. And we as an industry cannot underestimate the implications of a crisis that has only just begun. We must now change our mindsets in order to properly bear witness to the Great Reset and turn it into the Great Awakening.
That sounds like a piece of religious nonsense. I'm waiting for them to start babbling on about, you know, demons in volcanoes or something like Scientology.
He says that's how we come out stronger on the other side. I mean, so far I don't disagree with him on this. I mean, he's identifying the problem, which is these big power brokers, the Great Reset, this whole concept, and he's saying, you know, the cryptocurrency world is a solution here. This is something that can protect us. And I like the idea of an awakening. I like the idea of people, you know, paying attention for once to what's going on around them. I understand.
I mean,
it's not likely. People are asleep.
Not all people are asleep. Some people are awake. Some people are asleep, and some people are waking up. You know. there's always the marginal case. Not everybody's in the same place.
855 453. I know you had a comment, Chris. We'll continue here in a moment with your calls and thoughts. Also, welcome on the so-called Great Reset. If you want to weigh in, you're welcome to do that or bring up whatever's on your mind. Plus, coming up, file sharing. We're going to get into some interesting news about that Chris has to share. And your calls and thoughts are welcome. This is Free Talk Live.
News from news.bitcoin.com. Chinese banks limit customers' ability to buy gold. Chinese flooding and potential dam collapse threatens many Bitcoin operations. Withdrawals from crypto exchanges increase, indicating perhaps more people are holding their coin for themselves. Tentative agreement met to stabilize Bitcoin cash mining in conjunction with the currency's third birthday. Bitcoin.com is your source for getting started with cryptocurrencies, getting a wallet, buying Bitcoin cash, mining, and all the latest cryptocurrency news at news.bitcoin.com. Did you know you can support freedom of speech just by visiting shop.freetalklive.com. You'll see links to Walmart, Love Java, Newegg, and more. Every day, Free Talk Live is at the forefront of the liberty movement as the biggest liberty-oriented talk show in the world, giving you a platform to be heard on any topic. Get listener-only specials without doing anything other than an extra click. Visit shop.freetalklive.com. Use the links and buy what you'd be buying anyway. Take action now. Save and support freedom. Visit shop.freetalklive.com. It's shop.freetalklive.com.
Got shaving irritation? Shave Secret Shaving Oil can help stop it. Shave Secret doesn't cost much and is an all-American product. My name is Chuck Howard, and I developed Shave Secret and pioneered its use starting back in 1991. Ingrown hairs drove me nuts for years. Shaving oil changed all that. Why put up with ingrown hair bumps, red rash, nicks, and cuts? Shave Secret provides men and women with what we believe is the best shave ever. Our proprietary blend of 100% natural base and essential oils plus a hint of menthol was designed to help eliminate shaving irritations like ingrown hairs, bumps, red rash, nicks, and cuts. We'll lose those shaving irritations. Available at Super Walmart, H-E-B, Wegmans, Giant Eagle, Discount Drug, Navy and Marine Exchanges, Amazon, and ShaveSecret.com. Use the code FTL for Free Talk Live and get a discount. Shave Secret, the best shave ever.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This This is Free Talk Live, and you can take control of the airwaves here. All you got to do is dial in toll-free to bring up whatever you want. Our number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We're talking about a concept that came up on the show last night. It's called the Great Reset. And if that sounds like a central planner's wet dream, well, you're right.
Yeah, if they want to make themselves rich, that's the easiest way to do it. Exactly what they're describing.
Just force every single country into some new economic system that's come up with, cooked up by the people at the top, which of course will be all about benefiting them while claiming to help the little guy.
Yeah, and these scumbags calling the shots. Wow.
Yep. So we're going to continue with a little bit more about that and how maybe cryptocurrency can be a counter to this. We'll continue. But also, speaking of cryptocurrency, check out Bitcoin.com. Ran into somebody here in town I hadn't seen in years, and he asked me what I was up to, and I told him Bitcoin, and he was like, oh, you know, I haven't taken the time to really dive deep into that yet. And I'm like, well, you can dive as deep as you want, but you should probably start looking at it sooner rather than later. Go to Bitcoin.com, and you can get started there. If you're brand new to crypto, it's a great place to learn the basics about Bitcoin and Bitcoin Cash. Head on over to Bitcoin.com to do that. Also, if you're not brand new to crypto and you want to get some of the latest news headlines, go to news.bitcoin.com. They do a pretty good job of following the world of crypto over there. That's news.bitcoin.com. Now, we're over at Cointelegraph.com. Here is one of their authors, Rahul Milhado, is writing about the so-called Great Reset and what role cryptocurrency might have as a decentralizing force to counter this massive plan to centralize, which we don't even know the beginning of yet, because the World Economic Forum that cooked up this idea is still working on it, and they're going to be releasing more information in about 6 months.
Well, they keep that stuff on a need-to-know basis. We don't need to know. Mm-hmm. We don't think at a level where we can consider our own future.
Yeah, I mean, the dangers of this is, well, what happens when we don't agree, right? You know, they're effectively declaring war on the people.
Well, they might put you in a re-education camp first.
Mm. I think they'd be better off killing you. I think I'll re-educate them before they re-educate you. I hired to teach an old dog new tricks.
I so wish more people, you know, before they took their own life would focus on fixing the problem in other ways.
Yeah, unfortunately, a lot of people are going to be taking their own lives here. There's large numbers of people that, I think 1 out of 4 millennials or something like that have been considering suicide in recent months. So we're seeing a lot of self-destruction.
We're not even seeing the beginning of it yet. People haven't even started getting evicted in mass yet.
Right. Because there's prohibitions in place preventing mass evictions at the moment. There's still, people just got off the welfare, and so we're going to see more businesses likely fail before the end of the year. It's likely going to be a pretty ugly holiday season. I think a lot of businesses are probably going to, be going under. We already saw hundreds, apparently, of businesses here in just New Hampshire, where we're located, a relatively small state, according to Yelp statistics, have shuttered permanently in just the last 5 or 6 months.
Yeah, I can think of a few in Keene alone that have recently shuttered.
Yep. So we'll talk a little bit more about that. But first, let's go to Chris. He's in Nevada. Chris, listening online at freetalklive.com. Go ahead. Hello?
I got a question. Hello? Yeah.
Wow, you hung up before you even said the F word, which you were probably about to do, because I think that same guy called last night. I didn't hang up on him. He apparently disconnected his own line. He was so excited about getting to curse on the radio.
You could even hear it. You could even hear the hang up like it was him. Like, yeah.
So the
at least we're blessed in the stupidity of our enemies.
Yeah.
Let me go on here with a little bit more about this Great Reset. You're missing that button, by the way. You weren't pressing it far enough. Yeah, so as we find ourselves in a digital and technological revolution hastened by the Great Lockdown, we as an industry...
What's so great about it?
That's just what they're calling it. They in the World Economic Forum. Great as in large, I think. Wide encompassing. We as a industry, they say, cannot underestimate the implications of this crisis that has only just begun. We'll need to reconsider everything, including money. We must ask ourselves questions such as, what is this abstraction we call money? As an industry, for instance, we'll need to place less emphasis on price. We'll need to stop celebrating the development of central bank digital currencies as victories for cryptocurrency. Well, no one ever should have celebrated a central bank digital currency as a victory for cryptocurrency.
No. Supposed to be going in the opposite direction. It's to undermine the banks and the government's control over the individual.
Right. Well, there's a few types of people that are involved in cryptocurrency, and there's some of them that are like us that appreciate decentralization, appreciate independence, appreciate open source and competition and things like that. Then there's the people that want to appease the structure, the powers that be, the people that want to go and, you know, cozy up to the Federal Reserve and cozy up to the governmental agencies of whatever government regulations might want to come down on them, and they want to, you know, they want to appease these people. So
they want to get their place at the trough.
That's right. The people who are the appeasers, they're the ones who get excited by central banks developing digital currencies. They see it as like a victory for the idea of digital money, but in no way is it a victory for the idea of individual rights or crypto.
They're a fan of the technology, not of what it, not the liberty, not the freedom that it provides.
Depending on how they do it, it may make it easier to get in and out of crypto, but it's remains to be seen.
Yeah, doubtful.
I have no optimism whatsoever for that, because already it's difficult to get in and out of crypto using these bankers' systems, and centrally controlled digital currency by the Federal Reserve, I don't think that's going to make it any better.
Well, it depends on how competently they try to make it unusable.
He says, and he's right here, he says, the fact is, central bank digital currencies, are now being called CBDCs, are not cryptocurrencies. They're more like credit cards than cryptocurrency. It's a centrally controlled digital currency that actually gives banks even less involvement in the money system, and the Federal Reserve even more. It puts more power directly into their hands, and it gives them total knowledge at all times over where every single one of their digital dollars is, unlike cash, where they don't know where it all is. They have no idea. And that's one of the things they don't like about cash. Satoshi Nakamoto, the founder, the creator of Bitcoin, the anonymous creator, we still don't know who he or she is, saw an economic dislocation like the Great Reset coming. He etched the now famous line into the Bitcoin network's Genesis block, which says, quote, "The Times, 3rd Jan 2009, Chancellor on brink of second bailout for banks," unquote. The 2008 financial crisis and consequent bailouts of too-big-to-fail banks had inspired Satoshi to release open-source and peer-to-peer money. Hmm. So it was the big economic, you know, bailouts that encouraged Bitcoin to come out. Yeah. The root problem with conventional currency, Satoshi writing, the root problem with conventional currency is all the trust that's required to make it work. He wrote, continuing, quote, "The central bank must be trusted not to debase the currency."
They've proven they're incapable of that.
Right. The history of fiat currencies is full of breaches of that trust.
It's only down 96%
in the last, 100 years?
Yeah.
You're talking about the U.S. dollar. But, of course, all of the rest of them are also being printed at will, and they're all down.
Especially right now.
Yeah, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. You can take control of the airwaves. Bring up whatever's on your mind. This is Free Talk Live.
Do you want more businesses accepting Bitcoin Cash and Dash? Now with AnyPay, you earn passive income for every purchase at those businesses. Finally, a financial incentive to spread Bitcoin Cash and Dash. You made it happen, so you get the rewards. Download the AnyPay Cash Register app and add your cryptocurrency wallet addresses. Then install it at a real-life business and tell us what you did at AnyPayInc.com. AnyPayInc.com.
Divvy's been a pretty good investment for Free Talk Live. Their ad campaign started in September 2019, and from mid-March to mid-July, the values soared by 10 times. It's not too late. Divvy's new wallet hasn't even released yet, and other things are happening that I can't even say on the radio. If you want to invest and potentially do well, go to DivvyProject.org. I can tell you that FTL is deepening its partnership with the guys from DivvyProject.org. Past performance is not an indication of future profit. DivvyProject.org. D-I-V-I Project.org.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
But over the last week, the Democrats held the darkest and angriest and gloomiest convention in American history.
President Trump speaking to a group of supporters in Arlington, Virginia. President Trump continues.
They spent four straight days attacking America as racist and a horrible country that must be redeemed. Joe Biden grimly declared a season of American darkness.
A vote is scheduled in the House on Saturday on Democrats' legislation to provide the United States Postal Service with $25 billion to cover revenue losses and reverse service and operational changes made earlier this year. The bill also requires that all election-related mail, including ballots, be treated as first-class mail to guarantee speedy delivery. This is USA Radio News. Fashion designer Massimo Giannulli was sentenced to 5 months in prison for his role in what a judge called a breathtaking crime of the nation's highest education system. His wife, actress Lori Loughlin, was sentenced to 2 months in prison for her role in the college admissions cheating scandal. Regarding that sentence, ABC News legal analyst Mark Murphy believes
the judge is going to do that, and the judge will agree that this is an appropriate sentence for Lori Loughlin. Based on the gravity of what she did, 60 days is almost exactly what you'd expect the judge to impose.
Joseph D'Angelo, a former police officer who became known as the Golden State Killer, was sentenced to life without the possibility of parole. He confessed to 13 murders and dozens of rapes. Former Vice President Joe Biden officially accepted the Democratic nomination for president, wrapping up the 2020 Democratic National Convention. This is USA Radio News.
If you or a loved one is a survivor of abuse by Boy Scouts of America representatives as far back as the 1970s, we urge you to speak up. We'll stand with you and get you the help and financial compensation you deserve. A jury in Portland, for example, awarded $18.5 million in punitive damages in one Boy Scout sexual abuse case. The Boy Scouts of America filed for bankruptcy, and funds have been set aside to compensate those injured. Time is limited, and so are the funds. Call today. Don't wait. For free information on how to file your claim, call All Survivors Advocates right now. We have a long track record in helping our clients get the legal justice and compensation they deserve. Please, we are ready to help you. Call today.
800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. That's 800-364-2984.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
You can bring up whatever you want right here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. And from mid-March to mid-July of this year, Divvy, which is a newer, easy-to-use cryptocurrency that we've been promoting here on Free Talk Live, increased in value by over 10 times. Now, of course, the folks behind Divvy would love to see that price continue to go up, and anything is certainly possible in the future. Obviously, we can't predict what's going to happen, but so far, Free Talk Live's been pretty happy with our decision to hook up with Divvy a year ago. You can go to DivvyProject.org and begin earning Divvy by starting a masternode or staking some Divvy, and there's even a lottery for people who stake Divvy as well. You can go to learn more and get started into Divvy at DivvyProject.org, D-I-V-I, Project.org. We're talking about Satoshi Nakamoto weighing in, the creator of Bitcoin, BTC, the original back in 2009, the thing that started the entire cryptocurrency evolution that has been going on here. And they're comparing what Satoshi wrote about the the money system back in 2009, right on the end or the beginning or wherever you want to say, right around the big bailout for all the banks that was happening there. And he talks about the central banks and how they must not be trusted regarding currency, because they constantly violate that trust by printing more of it into existence and debasing the value of the existing amounts of it. He says, banks must be trusted to hold our money and transfer it electronically, but they lend it out in waves of credit bubbles with barely a fraction in reserve, and now they've abolished the reserve requirement earlier this year.
Wasn't the central bank supposed to be like unconstitutional or something weird like that? Wasn't there some sort of thing with the founding of the country, I thought.
I don't know about that.
Unconstitutional. Yeah, I don't know if it was
the only
constitutional,
thing it really
but it was something
about constitution. Well, it says a couple of things about money in the Constitution. You could say the federal government is, the Federal Reserve is unconstitutional because the government does give Congress, not some outside agency, the power to coin money and regulate the value thereof.
But isn't the Federal Reserve not coining money? Isn't that the Treasury's job? Don't they and the Mint, don't they coin the money?
I don't believe so. I don't think the Treasury does still do that, and I think the Mint mostly does
don't make the
recreational coins.
The Federal Reserve doesn't make the coinage, do they? I thought that was the federal government that does that.
I'm not sure about that.
Yeah, I'm not sure either. If you know more about it, please let us know. The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. Let's go to the phones. Chris is in Nevada. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello.
Yeah, I honestly think that Bitcoin and the Federal Reserve are honestly run by the same people, which are just a bunch of lying.
Wow, you're so creative. I didn't know that was coming. So toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. So,
always remember, it's better to keep your mouth shut and be thought stupid than to open it and prove it.
So back to the story here from Cointelegraph, talking about this so-called Great Reset, which is being promoted by a bunch of power-mongering sickos in industry and government that we're going to hear more about, sadly, over the next several months. But while world leaders openly announced the Great Reset, imploring the world to trust their vision, they paint a picture of a future, more centralized world. Contrarily, Satoshi stressed the importance of decentralization, writing, quote, "A lot of people automatically dismiss e-currency as a lost cause because of all the companies that failed since the 1990s. He continued, writing, "I hope it's obvious it was only the centrally controlled nature of those systems that doomed them. I think this is the first time we're trying a decentralized, non-trust-based system."
You know, this is interesting because if you actually look at, the history of e-currencies, Bitcoin actually is the only successful e-currency, really.
Mm-hmm.
It
was the first. There have been many since.
There have been companies that
really
attempted.
The first, though. There were things like gold money.
But he's saying successful. Those things were all shut down by the government.
Okay. Yeah, and also widespread, right? As well as there's also like web money and PayPal, and now they're not e-currency. They're pseudo e-currencies, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
But Bitcoin is like the first real successful e-currency as it was envisioned in the 90s by CryptoPunks and things of that nature.
Right, and with regard to PayPal, that's nothing different. They're just taking the U.S. dollar and they're moving digital versions of the U.S. dollar around.
The thing that PayPal did is that it allowed people to transfer money electronically from one individual to another, potentially,
that's
to some
true.
Degree.
In an easier way than banks had allowed up until that
right,
point.
Right, right, right. So it's not to say that it wasn't an e-currency, but it had some elements of what an e-currency would eventually turn out to be, which effectively is Bitcoin.
But it wasn't a threat to the system, really.
No, it wasn't.
I mean, it might have made some banks mad, but ultimately to the Federal Reserve, it was not a threat.
Absolutely not a threat.
It's part of that system.
Yeah.
Whereas these other things, the gold money, the Liberty Dollar, you know, some of these alternatives, e-gold, I think, was one of them, if I recall mm-hmm. correctly. These things were competitors to the status quo, and they were all targeted for takedown from if I recall correctly. I don't think any of them exist anymore at
I
this point.
I think gold money is still out
there. Is that
there.
Right?
Yeah.
What is that exactly?
I believe it's basically you deposit gold in an account, and it is centralized, but you deposit gold in an account and then more or less write checks against it.
I see. Huh. So a lot of these things were taken down, and that's what Satoshi Nakamoto is referring to here, in that his was the first decentralized, non-trust-based system. That's one of the big things that Bitcoin changed about money. It is something where you don't have to trust because you can verify, because the code itself is open. Anyone can go in there and they can audit and they can copy and they can, you know, make their own version of this thing. If they don't like Bitcoin, they can create another thing.
It's so awesome because not only is that true, but there's also competition in the marketplace. Now, I will say that does kind of complicate things a little bit, but if people don't like Bitcoin because the people behind Bitcoin, you know, decide to do things that are malicious or, you know, just not progress, you know, technologically speaking,
right.
Well, guess what? Because the sources are available, we now have other cryptocurrencies like Monero and Dash and Bitcoin Cash and so on.
And a robust level of competition.
Right.
So much that it's actually overwhelming because you couldn't possibly go and audit and learn about the thousands of different crypto. No one has enough time to actually figure out which ones are the best. It's just you might as well throw a dart up at a dartboard.
Yeah.
Although some of them are pretty interesting, like you mentioned Monero, for instance, which is the first kind of real privacy coin with total privacy all the time. So kudos to them. In fact, some people believe that the founder of Monero or the creator of that was actually also Satoshi Nakamoto, or at the very least, whoever it was that wrote Monero was smart enough to try to sound like Satoshi, because like just some of the writing styles, I guess some people have analyzed it.
I think I've heard of the
similarities
between
them, but that could have just been a choice, right? That could have been something that
person
on purpose. Satoshi believed peer-to-peer solutions and decentralization gave people back their freedom. He thought decentralization was a poignant answer to centralization and monopolies. And he wrote more, quote, "You will not find a solution to political problems in cryptography. Yes, but we can win a major battle in the arms race and gain a new territory of freedom for several years." He said governments are good at cutting off the heads of centrally controlled networks like Napster, but pure P2P, meaning peer-to-peer, networks like Nutella and Tor seem to be holding their own. In fact, we'll talk about one of those networks coming up here in a little bit. LimeWire is back in the news. But for how many years can we hold this new territory of freedom depends entirely on how well the cryptocurrency industry adapts to the Great Reset. People have only just begun to lose their livelihoods, says Cointelegraph, that is, their businesses, jobs, and so on, as a result of, quote, the worst economic downturn since the Great Depression, unquote. We've seen increased digitization in 2020, and from artificial intelligence to blockchain to distributed ledgers, the Great Reset will only hasten this trend as the lockdown hastens similar trends. As central banks create their own digital currencies, the cryptocurrency industry is building its own digital economy, too. After PC World published an article commenting on WikiLeaks' adoption of Bitcoin to circumvent a financial blockade against whistleblower organizations, Satoshi wrote, quote, "It would have been nice to get this attention in any other context. WikiLeaks has kicked the hornet's nest, and the swarm is headed towards us." 855, 450, free, like freedom. If you want to join us, you can comment on the so-called Great Reset or whatever's on your mind. Plus, coming up, we'll talk about the return of LimeWire in moments.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you, too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Are you ready for what's next? It's likely coming. More food shortages, power outages, grocery stores closed, social unrest. Ask yourself, do you have enough food and supplies on hand to last at least 30 days? Most Americans do not, but you can. Avoid the panic of the last-minute rush. Order your four-week supply of emergency food today from MyPatriotSupply.com. Starvation or dependency on the government are your only alternatives. Avoid those and the pain of being unprepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Build your emergency food supply with meals that last up to 25 years in storage, shipped discreetly to your door. Folks that know what's coming are using today to prepare. There's time for you to do the same. That's MyPatriotSupply.com, the original Patriot Preparedness Company. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD Family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutrifies the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live, and you can bring up whatever you want here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We've got the Discord call-in line rooms. They're open and available to you at discord.lrn.fm. You can jump into one of those and sound almost like you're sitting here in the studio with us tonight. That includes me, Ian.
And nobody.
And Chris. Also, thanks to C and J Bartholomew, who are Free Talk Live gold amplifiers. They are contributing $10 a month to the Free Talk Live AMP program to help us advertise, market, and promote Free Talk Live to get this show and the ideas of freedom and peace and cryptocurrency on as many radio stations as possible. We've got over 190 stations. I think we're at around 195 right now. We can hit 300. It is possible. It just takes time. It takes money. It takes effort. And that's what the AMP program helps us do. So thank you to C and J Bartholomew for making that possible for us and for all the other folks who AMP the show. And those who have AMP the show in the past, we obviously would love to have you back. Go to amp.freetalklive.com. Or if you're going for the very first time, we appreciate that too. AMP.freetalklive.com. freetalklive.com. You get some cool perks. You can sign up with credit card, debit card, PayPal, and also Bitcoin BTC at ampamp.freetalklive.com. In fact, that's what we've been talking about here, is Bitcoin and cryptocurrencies, and getting some important quotes from Satoshi Nakamoto, as he sort of previously in, you know, a decade ago had said things that are still relevant to today, even though Satoshi, and I said he, I don't know, maybe it's a she, we don't know. But even though Satoshi Nakamoto disappeared from public view just, two or three years after releasing Bitcoin? When was it, 2012, 2011, something like that, when he just disappeared completely?
I think he disappeared before I ever heard of it.
Is that right?
Yeah.
So they point out here that the so-called Great Reset is coming. That's what these business and government goons are going to start trying to shove down people's throats. And they've already started it. I mean, you can see the evidence of the crazy changes that are surrounding us all over the place. In fact, just in the news today, Delta Airlines has banned a Navy SEAL from their entire company. He's not allowed to travel on Delta Airlines anymore. And why is that? He's a former Navy SEAL. His name's Robert O'Neill. He's from, he was from the raid that killed Osama bin Laden.
I thought they were all dead.
No, apparently not yet. He was banned by Delta Airlines on Thursday for refusing to wear a mask on a flight the day before. And according to Business Insider, Robert O'Neill says he fired the shot that killed bin Laden during the 2011 raid, was on board a flight on Wednesday when he tweeted a selfie with the caption, "I'm not a..." And I guess, well, we've said it before on the air, but for whatever reason, we're going
to
say it.
I taught it to a putty tag.
Yeah. Unlike a fellow passenger in a U.S. Marine Corps hat and a flight attendant visible in the photo, O'Neill was not wearing a mask. Delta requires passengers to wear masks in the airport and on all flights unless they are quickly eating or drinking. The airline also said it would ban passengers who refuse to wear the face coverings. Mr. O'Neill says he has been since banned by a Delta spokesperson since then. So Delta said this, quote, "Part of every customer's commitment prior to traveling on Delta is the requirement to acknowledge our updated travel policies, which includes wearing a mask," said their spokesbureaucrat. "Failure to comply with our mask-wearing mandate can result in losing the ability to fly Delta in the future." The airline recently strengthened its mask policy, requiring anyone claiming a medical exemption to consult with a Delta contracted telehealth medical professional before boarding. So there are a couple of airlines out there who have completely prohibited medical excuses, including American Airlines apparently and Southwest Airlines, and Delta is going to make you meet with their doctor before they're going to let you on one of their flights, if you're using a medical exemption. The airline said,
"This is why I don't fly."
Yeah, I'm done with it. I mean, unless I can actually fly free-ish, meaning I don't have to, you know, be one of these mask surfs.
Yeah, I'm not flying, but I would fly. My main thing is actually not this, but the whole ID thing that's coming, and they deleted it another year.
Oh, you mean real ID?
Yeah.
It was supposed to go into effect October of this year.
Yeah, it's apparently not going to happen. It's going to be another year extended. So.
And as you point out, it's another year because they've delayed it and delayed it and delayed it and delayed it, and every time there's a new excuse for it. Now it's COVID is why they're delaying it.
Yeah, right? I've been like waiting for it, you know, just so I could go and, you know, without ID
and test it out,
and yeah, I'd be like, hey, yeah, my ID is not, you know, real ID compliant.
The airline strengthened their mask policy, again requiring a consultation with a telehealth medical professional that works for Delta. They said this in their statement when they announced their new plan, quote, "Any false claims of a disability or health condition to obtain an exemption from wearing a mask or face covering may result in the suspension of travel privileges on any Delta flight for the duration of the mask/face covering requirement," said the airline. They have already banned more than 100 people for refusing to comply with the mask requirement.
Ooh.
Quote, "If you board the plane and you insist on not wearing your mask, we will insist you don't fly Delta," they said. So there you go.
So don't get a round trip ticket if you plan to not wear the mask.
Well, in some cases, they won't take off.
Right, well, so. Presumably you don't take the mask off until after they've gotten into the air, and then you refuse. But
well, this guy was just sitting in the, you know, on the flight. He took a picture of himself, tweeted it out, and Delta banned him for life.
That's just absolutely insane. You know, you think they're already doing terribly, the airlines. They wouldn't want to be banning
people
for life.
Some more customers.
It's like you think they would ban them for like at least the duration of COVID, maybe, but like not for life. Like that just is so counterintuitive.
It's all signaling.
I guess he didn't get their seal of approval.
So it's all signaling. They want to show how obedient they are to this mask thing because they are like their, you know, corporate requirements. They are very government obedient and they'll do, you know, their part of this.
Yeah. So like I can maybe
I think
understand.
They've taken in more money in government handouts than they have in fares.
Yeah. In the last 5 months. Yeah.
I can understand the logic that's being used here to ban people, but what I don't understand the logic of is, you know, just this idea that it would be, you know, for life. Like, what's the point of that, right? Like, what's the benefit to you?
Somebody was on a flight recently and said that they had, like, packed the entire... The flight was almost empty.
Oh, right.
There were, like, 15 people on the flight.
Yeah.
But they were all seated in the same few rows of seats at the very back of the airplane, and the rest of the airplane was completely empty.
Yep.
Did they... do that by choice or
no? Apparently, it was the airline that seated them in that fashion for whatever reason.
Because that's weird. I've always like if I'm in a half empty plane, I'll move to another seat if I don't feel.
I have an explanation for this. I think, and I haven't read this anywhere, or so it's like I don't know for sure. But I think what they're trying to do is. And I think I have read a little bit about it, I guess, but not much. But I think what they're trying to do is effectively charge you for... Because these planes are basically flying so empty, they want people to pay for extra seats or something to that effect. So if you don't pay for extra seats, that's why they're pushing everybody together to try and, like, you know, say, hey, if you don't want to get infected, you know, pay more.
So let's talk technology here, Chris. You've got a story about a company that... What was it, like 2 decades ago had this, or like 15 years ago, had this thing called LimeWire, and it was a file-sharing system where you could go, if I recall correctly, and you could search the system. You know, you want to find the latest Metallica CD, which, of course, they hated when you did that. But, you know, you could just search for it, and then multiple people might be sharing that file, and you could download it.
Yeah. So LimeWire is, you know, I mean, it was one of the major file-sharing networks, you know, post-Napster that came out, and it was actually around for quite a long time, and there was even after LimeWire was shut down, there was actually another fork of LimeWire, basically, because the sources were available, and I'm trying to think of what the name of it was, but at the moment I'm at a loss. But anyway, so LimeWire was shut down because of, and I believe, don't quote me on this, it's been, like, as you say, 15 years or so, I think. But they were basically shut down, not because they were promoting their software for piracy or anything of that nature, or because they were uploading or pirating or involved in piracy. But they were, I believe, shut down because they at one point had some sort of, like, advertisement on their website about how you can download music. And one of the songs that I guess they were promoting, what they knew where they should have known is what the court ruled, was not legally available on the LimeWire network, so to speak. So even though
they were
distributing it.
They were promoting in their advertisement the fact that song X could be downloaded through their system.
Right.
Which was not a legal download.
Right. And because it was such a major song, I guess they should have known, you know, that it wasn't legally available. Because, they didn't have MP3s at the time, I guess, of the song or something. They didn't sell them online.
Continue, because apparently LimeWire is coming back. And you've got, or under a different name.
Something like that.
You've got the story about that on the way here. Our number is 855-450-FREE-PLUS. In court-related news, we got a sentence in the Lori Loughlin College case. We'll tell you about it.
Remember when you first heard about Bitcoin? How long did it take you to realize this little project would soon change the world? Do you kind of wish you had gotten involved sooner? Well, now is your chance to be a part of the next revolution in money. Intercoin is working to finally make crypto go mainstream. It's designed to be scalable enough to support everyday payments and even elections without the state. Bitcoin was originally supposed to be a peer-to-peer cash system, the way we would all pay one another without having to trust any third party. But instead, over time, it mostly became a store of value. That's because every 10 minutes, the Bitcoin network must put all transactions into a block, and that block can only hold so much. If crypto is to become mainstream, for people to use it for everyday payments, we need a new architecture, one that is as secure as Bitcoin, while being far more scalable. Check out Intercoin.org to find out more, and maybe pick up some of those coins for yourself.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.